And you know, my sermon is very unique today. It has a very unique name. I have called it very simply, and man have created God. And man have created God by his likeness and in his kind. In his image and likeness. You feel what I'm going to talk to you about today. Oh, yes, Jesus. So, my dear ones, so, a man created God. You know, by spending time alone with God, unique things God started telling me. And because I'm a person, first of all, that cannot stand religion and everything has to do with it, I hate imitations. I love life. Some say, how come you're so aggressive? When you encounter real God, I will see what's going to happen to you. I am serious. When you encounter the one that gives life, and then you encounter those that give death and call it life, you will totally react differently to your surroundings. Why? Is God had very radical reaction. Jesus had such radical reactions till, you know, sometimes his own disciples could not understand him. Only later they would get what he was saying. So, my dear ones, it's a very unique word today. So, man created God. In the beginning of humanity, for some reason, man had this idea to create God that would be next to him, maybe from a rock, maybe from wood, maybe from gold or silver, and maybe some sort of fairy tale. But people always had this perverse understanding of God and passionate desire for God to be aligned to them and not the other way around. You know what God revealed to me? Church is blind, dead, inactive, because their God is the same way. When I started saying, Lord, why? We cannot till this day have a breakthrough. And the Lord simply told me, because till this day, you don't know who I am. When we will find out who is our Creator, afterwards we will receive a revelation. Why? And after whose kind we have been created. You know why it is lifeless, useless, paralyzed, and dead? Christianity is all around us. Maybe just a little bit there and there, there's some lights and fires. Just a little bit. Deliverances and freedom. And everybody starts attacking and destroying that because the live God is not like that. Like you have created him. The Lord told me a very unique thing. Why does a man need to go back into the presence of God and continue living the life of change, of transformation from glory to glory, from power to power? Let's just create a paralyzed and dead God so we wouldn't have to battle and move from glory to glory. And you know what the most that shocked me? Church has achieved their God that it has created. Oh, church, you did not understand me. You know why they are not planning on going anywhere? Because there's nowhere to go. God that have they created with their hands, with their minds, they have achieved them. And now in church, there's nothing else to do. Because the one that we have created, we have got to know him, we have achieved it, we understood him, and we're going to teach everyone that this is God. This is dead idols. You hear me? Idol, that is the name, the live God. Live God cannot be dead, church. He's alive. God gave a chance to choose to men. He will not move without your agreement and without your passionate desire. You hear me? God gave into our hands an instrument, or I will say probably a right, to bring Him through our bodies, through our souls, and through our spirit onto this earth. And the way we will get to know Him, that's how we're going to represent Him. You hear me? As much as you have got to know Him, and He has revealed Himself to you, that is exactly the same amount. You're going to look like Him to the same degree. Disciples, very unique people. After Jesus ascended into heaven, they got to know Him so well that they were walking and creating greater things than He did. What happened in 2,000 years? And you know, like Jeff said in one of his sermons, he says, I can understand religion, but I cannot understand what relationship does religion have towards Jesus Christ. My dear ones, we have to renounce. You know, when God starts to move, somebody comes out from the room. You know why? Because He has His own God. He has created Him, and your likeness does not, you know, come in agreement with His likeness of His God. You're praying the wrong way. Who taught you how to pray? Is it your grandma, Katya? Who taught you to fold your hands this way? God, it is impossible to know Him totally. God is a live substance. He moves when He wants, whatever He wants, through whoever He wants, and wherever He wants. Oh, church. Oh, yes. Oh, the first thing that the church has to do upon this earth. Oh, Lord, please give us a revival. Please give us a revival. You're in the same revival as you got to know your God in. Stop praying for revivals. Start getting to know God, and you will transform into Him. And you will be a carrier of His life, of His revival, and of His glory. Oh, yes, people will stumble over you. Those will stumble that have created a God after their likeness. Have you ever thought what kind of God we have created? The God that people have created, He cannot do anything. Who agrees with me? Oh, hallelujah. He can't even bring order in their own house, and until the end of their life, they will try to destroy you and everyone who surrounds you because somebody's folding their hands wrong, or maybe they're not praying in the right position. Somebody is praying differently or preaching. What does it matter to you? I am serving my own God, the one that I'm going to. Amen? Oh, yes, I understand. This is a little higher degree. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have rested. Amen. First thing that the church has to accomplish, my loved ones, is to put God in His place. You know why they don't want that God that you are carrying for them? Because they have to change into His image. But they have created their own that they have transformed themselves into. My dear ones, look at people, and they will remind you, like two droplets of water, of their God. You will see on their face the image of their God, and that is death and horror. First thing that what we have to accomplish, and this is my dream, I'm not going to listen to your sermons. Well, I really don't care. I don't care. My dear ones, we are here for only one reason. Even if you will remain here by yourself, you have to encounter God and bring Him onto this earth the way you have encountered Him. This is why prophets were destroyed, because when a prophet would come in, he would bring his God. And they would say, oh, we don't need God like this. Get out of here with your God. Shut Him up. Turn off this channel. Take Him off the TV. Get Him off the radio. We'll even pay money. Because they get irritated by your God. Because he's alive, indescribable, and always fresh and new and always creating new things. This is my God and your God. So man has created God in his likeness and in his image. Our God not only looks like us, sick, cross-eyed, limping, he's also cannot produce anything. Oh, church, you know, why is it so hard for us to get every single step towards God? Why is it so hard to get there? Yeah, we made another step, and somebody else will misunderstand us. I guarantee it. And then another step will take towards the one that the universe cannot fit in. And your mind have already accepted him. And you, not only did your mind accept God, all of it, you know what? Your head will explode if God will get into it. If that's what you want, you know what? I'm very sorry for you. You will have things that will go wrong. You will not be able to handle all of him. Sometimes God touches you to this extent that you say, Lord, give me smaller doses, just a little bit more, and my body is going to look strange. Until we put God in his right place, we will never be able to rise up. You have to understand, human is this creation that always transforms into what it is heading towards. Or why is it that when you start working at Walmart, they put the same white shirt upon you, blue apron, and it says, hello, may I help you? And you start to look like all of them and smile the same way. You are transforming into Walmart. Nothing against. I shop there myself. Great store. What am I saying? I'm saying that no matter what structure you'd go into, it will be, hello, may I help you? My dear ones, so same thing with human beings, people, yeah, they get into churches and they start looking the same way. So we have to understand. Oh, what has this church got to? Oh, I love this church. Just try not coming here for a month. And then once you do come back, you are not going to like it, because here people are moving towards God. They're not creating some sort of groups and clubs. They're trying to be accepted. We are going to the one that our spirit, our soul, our mind, and the whole universe cannot fit in. We want to be at one step closer towards him. And if in the process somebody misunderstood me, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to transform myself into you. A man always had this strange desire. You notice what God was fighting all human life. Do not create idols. You know, human being is such an interesting creature that it has to worship something always. I guarantee you, all of you here, including me and your children, we worship something. And that you have to figure out what it is. Where are you? Where is your money going to? Your heart, your soul, all your emotions. This is your God. I guarantee it. This is what the Bible says. Where your heart is, that's where your treasure is. And where your treasure is, your heart is. It is all connected. Where my heart is, this is where my treasure is. And where my treasure is, that 100%, that's where my heart is, because it cannot be anywhere else. Psalm 14, how David is writing about the situation. I love David. He's a radical man. Never had anything in common with dead carcasses. Yes, he fell. He made mistakes. How many of us have not done that? But he had one thing that God found and have selected him. It's his heart that could not be bought. And look what he's writing. 114:10. Okay. It is not the same way in this Bible. Oh my goodness. 1:13:11. I do not see it. But it says that God creates everything in heavens and whatever he wants, and he doesn't even ask you, okay? And if somebody tells you, can I do this and that? God is waiting for your approval. He's waiting for your agreement. Yes. You hear me? Why would heathens and unbelievers say that God creates whatever he wants, and his idols are a creation of their hands? Church, you can't even imagine how we are moving towards the one that our hands have created. You know why the world passes by the church? Because there is no life. Church, you can't even imagine when God raises up his, the world will just go towards it because they are searching for life. And they are looking for freedom. If wizards and warlocks offer them that, they will receive it there. If psychics offer them freedom, they're going to receive it there. If it's casino, you know, they'll get it over there also. What is the church offering? Hell. I don't get it. What, is there any other option? I like this phrase. Works of human hands. We have created our God. You know why God moves the way he wants? I could never say, this is not God, this is God. You know who will tell you where God is and where it's not? Only your spirit. Nobody. Oh, where is this written? Oh, such things will happen. And Jesus said, I cannot even reveal it to you right now. The spirit of truth shall come, which is the spirit of God. And it is written, he will tell you everything and show you, and it will explain and will tell you the future. In other words, Jesus, you know what Jesus did with these words? Empty pages in the Bible that you have to fill in your walk with your God. Oh, some of you did not understand me. God leaves empty pages for you and for your relationship with your God, the one that you have got to know and you're in love with. And I can never say this is God and this is not God, because like David says, he creates whatever he wants. They have a mouth, but they do not speak. Doesn't that remind you of our God right now that people have created? Oh, you know, I get such letters. For 30 years I've been praying, and the Lord has been quiet. Guess why? A wooden thing does not talk. Oh, yeah, some do not understand. If it has no likeness and it's not an idol, oh, yeah, it's an idol. An idol in our mind, in our heart. And we only accept this God. And we do not even understand what it is talking here about. They have a mouth, but they do not speak. They have eyes, but they do not see. You know what? Our generation is dying out. I'm talking about Christian generation, young generation here. Their God is blind. He does not see anything. They are dying out every day from drugs, from AIDS and all the other diseases, from all of these things. I'm talking about Christians here. I'm not talking about the world here. The world can handle themselves and, you know. They have ears, but they do not hear. They have a nose, but they cannot sense the smell. They have hands, but they cannot feel anything. They have feet, but they're not going anywhere. And they are not voicing their voice. Those that have been created by them will be like them. This is the secret is. So those, that means the way, the type of God you have created, that's how you are. I am preaching life, and life flows out of me. I am preaching freedom, and freedom pours out of me and delivers other church. I am talking about deliverance, and deliverance flows out of me because I serve a live God. What kind of God do you serve? Oh, I have enough with Shapovalov. No, you have your God. No, you don't need to show off. Find your God, get to know him, and transform into him. And again, another wonderful scripture. Everybody that depends on them. Those that make idols, leadership, and the ones that trust that leadership, it's exactly the same thing. Some of you, again, this is another sermon that will just irritate someone. No problem. But I want to ask you a question. Not only you. Believe me, I'm speaking to the body of Christ. The sermon will go far, far past our country even. I want to ask everyone a question. Those that see, hear, and understand. Who is your God? Do you know him, or are you at least moving towards him? Can I be with you and encounter your God? I promise you, give me 5 minutes, and you will encounter my God. I am speaking real things here. I'm not kidding. Give me 5 minutes. Open your heart and open your mind, and you will encounter real God. And when you will leave this room, you will not forget my 5 minutes, never in your life. I'm not kidding. I'm not bringing myself up here. I'm just stating all the facts. We need to get to know our live God, and afterwards we can look like him, or at least start moving like he does. While your God is still reminding you of you, he is unable to help you. Church, while your God reminds you of you, and you yourself, you cannot help yourself. He is paralyzed, he's useless in your life. Oh yes, I will get you out of your comfortable chair. Oh yes, I will grab you by your hair and just shake you, and just for you to see what world you're living in. We are on the battlefield. You don't have to say, oh, glory have, calm down. Every day we are on the battlefield. Somebody is after your freedom, after your life, and after your fire every day. Who are you? Why is it the church of our days cannot even do what apostles did? Even that, you know, the church has to be further than that by now. Because we have created God in our likeness, the one that is useless and cannot do anything. You know, sitting at one service many years ago, I looked around me. My wife was there with me. I looked one way. I see masses of people. Have you ever seen where people sleep in rows? Rows are asleep. I've seen it. Rows. Somebody thinks it's funny. That was ripping me apart on the inside. This is a church of the living God. This is where his glory has to come down. This is where his name, it is written upon your heart. This is where the world has to bow down before the feet of Jesus Christ. This is her. And God quietly told me in my heart, church, many years ago has achieved the God that it has created. It has nowhere to go because they know everything. Have you ever noticed this thing when you encounter someone from a quote-unquote elite, they know everything? I am saying the further you go into God, the less you know. I don't know how it works. I can't even explain it, as if I have to get more knowledge. So look, I'm explaining how this happens. Look, I know God. God gave me 10% of himself. He maybe gave me, like, from his 100th part, 10%, so I know 1% from 10%, and I say, wow, I know God, I know 10% from 100, from the ones that I was given. And then Lord reveals me a whole 100%, and look what my 1% looks like now. Oh, so now I don't know him from 10 to 1, but 100 to 1, I mean 1 to 100. So I say, oops, I have to add another zero before the one. And then God says, you think you know me? Then he opens more of himself. And I don't know how to explain it, but it seems like I am coming closer towards God and I become dumber. And you are the same one. What, you think you're smart? Come here, I'll pray for you. Are you smarty? I am simply explaining how God has shown this to me. Some do not understand this math. And God explained, I give you this much, and you think you know me? Oh, no. When he will give you all of him, you'll go into heaven and say, whoa, I totally just missed it all. Why move? We have achieved our God. You know why churches, people sleep there and nobody cares? You know why our generation is dying out? Because we have achieved God that our minds and hands have created, and then we get upset with God. How come he's not helping us? Because your dead God is unable to help you. I am going to the one that can do everything and walk on water and move mountains and change destinies, not of people, but destiny of nations, destinies of nations. I am serving that God. Why he cannot show himself the way he wants to? Because not a lot of people let him move the way he wants to move. Barely anyone can say, I don't know anything, but everything you want to create, I am yours. I am your vessel. I am this pipeline, just moves through me. Move through me. I am your channel. Okay, let's read out of the book of Exodus. Exodus 20. For some reason, God always would warn people, let you not have any gods before you. You know what happens? As soon as a prophet would die, guess what Israel would do? They would create God, you know? Imagine Moses, here, signs and wonders, you know, the sea has parted, and there's a pillar of fire, you know, manna and water out of rocks, and so on and so on, and your shoes are not getting old, your teeth are not falling out, no doctors, and you're walking supernaturally. As soon as Moses went to talk to God for 40 days, he comes back, and they already have a God for themselves. They've made a bull. They've made a golden calf. You know what they said? They said, this is your God that have led you out. You know, yeah, so you called him something, a calf or whatever, bull, whatever, gold, wrote something on it. No, they have called him by the name of the living God. This is where the devil catches us. Oh, you're going against God. No, I'm going against your God, the one that is dead. I'm going against that calf that you have created. I have warned you that the heat will be higher today. The degrees are higher. You know, when I tell the church I hold myself in my hands, yeah, that's true. But today God let me loose.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Исход 23, 20 глава, 3 стиха.
Exodus 20, 23.
Да не будет у тебя других богов перед лицом моим.
You must not use gold or silver to make idols for yourselves. Do not worship these gods in addition to me. So we put aside our God and we follow dead traditions. We follow that calf that we have created. We're following that dirt that we have made. And then we are amazed, why is this calf not helping us? Because whatever you have created, it is impossible to help you. I am not making my God. Every day I am shocked at how great He is. I am shocked who my God is. And moving towards Him, I don't understand Him, but I fall in love with Him even more. Because it is impossible to know Him fully or comprehend Him. No. Who is your God? Renounce from everything that you know, because everything that you know, God moved further than that in another direction. I don't know anything. Have you noticed how certain psalms, certain songs, they get old? Yesterday in this song, wow, such great things happened. And today nothing is happening. Why? Guess why? God is fresh, and you have to search for Him. This is the song, and again, He comes. You know what? He likes for you to search for Him. You think God is like an autopilot? Oh, 25 years, we're putting a quarter in and pulling out Pepsis. And all of a sudden, somebody took the machine away. I don't get it. What, is your God some sort of machine with carbonated water or non-carbonated water? Syrup or without syrup? All our life, we're just, for our coins, we take anointing. All our life, we come into the presence. You know what? God is not there. Wake up. There is not going to be syrup any longer. You have to search for Him in absolutely different place, in different time, and in totally different atmosphere. This is God. This is why I love Him, and this is how God knows His people. We have created a machine. You come up to it, you drop the coin, pull it out, thank you, God, I'll come back tomorrow. Again, with our coin. But you have no idols before my face. Do not create idols. We have created an idol. You know? Fathers bring those children into sacrifice because of this calf that is not alive, does not breathe, it does not walk. You know what I see in here? Let her die in sin, then come to Transformation Center. Who heard this nonsense? Raise your hand. Oh yes, there's a lot of you. I heard this, and I still hear this. They are ready to take give their children into sacrifice, then let them go to the God that they do not know. Anybody wants to leave? Nobody? No candidates for leaving? No, of course. It's interesting. You can rely only on one thing. I was never moved by human opinion and never will. Never. You can trust me on that one. Oh, if he would not say golden calf, or in Russian it sounds totally different. It's funny. I call things exactly what they are called. You know, somebody loves me for that and somebody loves me in the other direction, you know. Hate me. Do not create an idol. So, you must not make yourselves idols that look like anything in the sky above. We have created an image of what is in the sky above. You know how you can tell the difference from God that moves and that does not, by His actions, by His fruit. You know, the time has come to weigh gods. Oh yeah, maybe you didn't drink enough coffee today. Right now the time has come to weigh gods. Oh yeah, maybe I should have called the sermon this way. You know why religion never bothered me, really? It is impossible for them to help themselves. All they say, we will, you know, cast you out of the church. You know what? Go ahead. Oh, please. Can you just separate me from this gold calf that you have created? Huh? This is going to be the next best seller, I guarantee it. In this sermon, you could cut a lot of things out. Hallelujah. So, he called my God a bull or a golden calf. I would say amen. Because you have no God. He is unable to help you. You know what I say? I want to get to you so you can check your God. Check your God. If he is quiet, then this is a bull. My God is alive, God, that has shed his blood for me. He's alive, that sees, hears every day in my life. He is in my life every day. Every day. Every day. Oh, how could I go into his presence? You know what? Tell me how you get out of his presence. Show me a secret how to run away. He's everywhere. Just get to know him and you'll be shocked. David says, even if I go to the depths of Hades, you're there. In other words, he says, I get into the deepest depression, the darkest of darkness, the most horror in my life, and you're there with me. This is who my God is. Believe me, I'm in love with my God to this extent that I will destroy every bull, every calf. I'll chop down every idol and burn everything. Because my God is alive. God, you know what gets to me the most? Is that they have called this disease God. You hear me? You know what just gets to me when Moses got down from the mountain? They said, oh, this dirt, this nonsense made out of gold, this is alive God. This is what gets to me. I say, you know what? Call it whatever. You know why I really don't care about Buddhists? Because they do not call Buddha Jesus. Oh, some of you don't understand. I let you know beforehand that the temperature is going to go higher. If they would have called Buddha Jesus, you know what? I'd chop that thing down, do everything possible so they do not call this fat, whatever it is, Jesus. Hallelujah. And our people have allowed themselves to call a dead idol God. You know why whatever has been called Christianity is the most horrible thing? Because when people come towards God, they get into this decaying thing. How many of you have this experience, a period in your life when you were searching for a life, God, and you got into such things you never wanted to get into? And you're thinking, whoa, I was searching for God. What am I doing here? Who let me out on this bus stop? No image of what is in sky above or in the earth below or in the water below the land. You must not worship or serve any idol because I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God. Our God is jealous. You know why I say it like this? Because I speak from his face. God is jealous of you because you go towards this dead idol, this golden calf, this bull. God wants you to renounce everything, all this disease, and say, where is my life, God? Where is my life, God? Oh, yes, I tell the truth. He made me like this so I could get to all of you. Oh, how great is it to be in his will. Hallelujah. You must not worship or serve any idol, because I, the Lord your God, am jealous God. If you hate me, I will punish your children and even your grandchildren and great-great-children, but I show kindness to thousands who love me and obey my commands. This is why the world passes by the church, because they have nothing to look for there. World will not receive help over there, because God right now has been made into a human being by weak leaders, and whenever somebody asks for help, they all spread their hands, because their God is unable to help them. When a human being is unable to understand God and his actions, he has an opportunity to create his own understandable God, church. Oh, maybe you didn't understand this revelation. Why do I have to be tortured all my life? Let's just, you know, do something that we understand. Here's your book of songs. Here are your rules. Here's your a vessel for washing your feet. Here is your covering. Here's this. Here's that. Here's that. Have you understood God? Yes, I understood God. Sit and just sing. Oh, well, I want you to wake up. If I irritate you, I want you to wake up from this darkness and understand that God has nothing in common with this. Yes, I'm a radical person. Those of you that did not know this, welcome. It'll be nice to get to know you. We have an opportunity to create our own understandable God, church. I tell you the truth. Aren't you sick of this nonsense? You know how I battle it? I do not go into those churches and say, oh, you're going to hell. Oh, your God is dead. No, I show my God. In truth, he is called Jesus Christ that shed his blood. Oh, yes. Oh, they always tell me. They always quote that scripture. Didn't we use your name to cast out devils by your name? We did this and this. And I always say, are you doing anything with any name at all? And didn't we use your name to cast out demons and did all these signs and wonders? Oh, Lord. What nonsense. Religion is very simple definition. It is what has been created with human minds and hands. God, that is easily understood by you, by your mind. You know why they do not understand you? Because long time ago, you went to a live God that every day is new and fresh. Every day, he has great things. You know what the biggest thing that just got to me? My live God that is indescribable has been made into a boring, sleepy one. God is not boring. Religion is boring because everything is spinning in a circle. A human being is such a person, he can't even wear the same shirt 10 times in a row. Same shoes, no. He changes his cars, moves his furniture. This is your nature of a creator. If I don't buy new furniture, I'll repaint it, reupholster it. Amen? We have to get to know who he is. Almighty God. And when we get to know him, we will understand who we are. The ones that have been created by him in his image and in his likeness. You know why others achieve great things and great anointings, global movements? Fire follows them. And others, they have nothing. Because some have understood who they are in God and know who God is, and others have created their own. And the real God that does great signs and wonders, they do not understand him. He's an you know, a stranger, and they will battle you all their life, and they will try to bring you back into where they are, because a live God for them is a stranger. If you would only know, church, I was sitting when I was writing this sermon yesterday night. If you would know how God hates this, and you know what the saddest thing is? He cannot do anything with it, because he is waiting for his children that will get to know him and will show him upon this earth. This is why I, again, rededicate myself to my live God, church, so I could show my live God that can do everything. I say it this way, maybe I can't do everything, but I am heading into that direction where God can do anything. Oh, church. If you'd only know how much our God hates when a human being or man try to put him into these, you know, into his understanding, into these barriers that they've made. You know how God doesn't like it when a human being sits and tries to explain the actions of God. Oh, this is like this, this is written like that. God does not like that. He hates that. He wants you to move. You know, when somebody comes up to you and says, oh, your dad does so-and-so wrong, what difference does it make? He's my father. He's your father. Even your, you know, earthly father, I know who my father is. It's his business to do whatever he wants to do. Start moving in the direction to the one that your mind can never comprehend. You have to accept that, church. Your mind will never. Every time when a little bit more, a little bit more, God reveals, you know, the following step, my body cannot handle it. Me, as a minister, many years, I know how to keep my hands, how to keep myself in my hands. But every time when a new level is revealed or new depth, new level, I cannot. Americans have this great saying. It's called, I am undone. Who can interpret that into Russian? I don't even know if it exists. I am undone. I'll say it like this in Russian. I've been undone. It's like, it's just taken apart. I cannot interpret it any other way. Some say, oh, it is impossible to have that. Oh, my dear one. When God touches you, your every single cell of your body will just go straight through the roof. Some people do not understand. They think alcohol is pleasure. Alcohol is a fake of the real pleasure. Some think that drugs, you know, when people get high or, you know, take pills or whatever, they think they're so high and it's all pleasure. You know what? You don't know who my God is. Disciples were undone to such extent that they barely came into themselves on the day of Pentecost. Oh, I so pray that when everybody is celebrating the day of Pentecost, everybody would become undone. That would be a great celebration, a real celebration. Oh, Jesus. Start moving in a direction towards the one where your mind cannot understand him. Let's, with our small pea-sized mind, understand one truth and only one truth. Your mind is unable to fit in God. Your mind is unable to understand God. Your mind cannot able to get to know everything that God creates. I'm so thankful to God for this. When I was born from above, on the inside, there was something was placed that even without explanation in the Word, it always testifies to my spirit where the truth is and where it is heresy. Church, we have to understand one thing. You have to be born from above. When you're born from above, when you're born from Him, no one will ever have to explain anything to you. Because you know what most thing shocks me? I start a phrase and your spirit finishes that saying. You know, I could say a sermon that you've never heard before, and when I say it, as if you always knew it all your life. You know what it is? It's your spirit. Never, church. Listen to me with your mind. Your mind will fall apart. But your spirit will enjoy and will receive another dose of reality. My dear ones, each and every one of you have an opportunity to move like nobody else did up on this earth. I want you to forget about these laying of the hands, coming together, all these brotherhoods, all these meetings, all these movements, all these heresies, all of these things. Move everyone apart because they are preventing you from moving to the live God. And just check personally, how can you get to know Him when no one is between you and God? Forget about me. I am not the one that chose God. And God have mercy if you try to align yourself to me. I am a sorry excuse. You know what? Your spirit is that has been born from God. Only your spirit can show you. I could say something, make a mistake. I am a human being, the same as you. Oh, but the one that lives on the inside. Have you ever noticed that you cannot lie to the spirit or, you know, say something like that? You know, when you come up to certain people, you feel openness, and to others, you feel like this barrier. You don't even want to remain standing next to them. If you would only know how we have to, you have to realize we have to listen to our spirit. Move in the spirit. He knows everything. When you learn to listen to the one that is on the inside, He will tell you what business you have to do and what you don't have to do, who to visit and who to not visit. He will tell you who you should give money to or not, who to let into your house and who not to let into your house. He will tell you who to be friends with and who you should stay away from. Listen to your spirit. He will not lie to you. He will always show you. Everybody will go the wrong way, but when you will listen to God, you will stay on course. Don't let the devil pervert you. One thing, understand one thing for always. We can never understand God. That means, church, we cannot have a standard where we can explain God. You know what? By listening to my sermons from 2005, I was laughing, and I laughed very loudly. Hello. I called that period Hallelujah Water. I like it that we're moving further. Oh, it's not saying that you will not receive anything from there, from back then, but I will not receive anything. I'm moving. Move towards your God. When people take sermons from your last year and this year, you will be a totally different person. You know why? Because you're following your God. You know the scariest thing is, one time I met my friend after 17 years, and you know what shocked me? He became even worse. I was able to talk to him. Now it is just this dry, dead thing, religious thing. Only your spirit is able to accept the one that has created the universe, has created you in His image and likeness, and just renounce everything that human hands have created and have called it Almighty God. Amen. God glory. Dear Jesus, I ask that you give every one of us full understanding of where you are moving into. Help us not to get stuck on the things that people teach us, because the things that they taught us yesterday make no difference today. I ask you, allow me to just follow your life, to follow your glory.
We're walking after a real God. We carry the light, and they will say that we attack them, but we don't attack them. We destroy their idols and their gods that they've created, and we will destroy like Jesus destroyed and his apostles. We will carry life. We will know our God, and we will move in our God. We don't want to attack and go and disturb services of the religious ones, but we will show our true God, who is all-powerful and almighty, and he will do whatever he needs to, whenever he wants. We accept your will for our life. We dream to reveal you in this world, not to have compromise with our friends and with the enemy, but always follow you, follow towards you, or walk towards you, the one that our heart so loves.
Я благодарю тебя, любимый, что приближаясь к тебе, ты становишься еще загадочней.
Because the closer I get to you, you become more interesting, you become more glorious, you become more wonderful.
And
you are not boring, God. You are an amazing God. Help us do what we were created to do. To finish your will, finish your work on this earth, and to reveal you on this earth. Thank you for everything. Everyone said amen. Give him glory.